This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over Lake Houston Way and check in with John Littleton this morning and see what's up. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How's it going today?
Couldn't be better. It's all good. And you?
Oh, yeah, man. Just, you know, it's just trying to wake up and see what the weather's going to do. You know, I hadn't even looked at it this morning, so... I'm going to the office anyhow, so, you know, it'll be nice and good in there. I won't, but got a little squirrely yesterday morning.
Yeah, you know, it did. But, that was as squirrely as it gets. Rain I'm seeing is a few little showers offshore right now. State of Texas looks pretty clean for now.
Well, that's good. It's been a roller coaster ride, you know.
Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I hadn't been out this week. I talked to a couple buddies that, you know, always go out and fish. And, all you know, the old Johnny Cash song, 10 Feet High and Rising,
yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't quite 10 feet, but it's creeping up there, and it is muddy, you know.
I bet.
Which is, this whole year's just been, man, it's been a roller coaster. You know, water level, water clarity, you know, and it's been like that for a lot of people, you know.
Well, it's spring. I remember y'all were so low you couldn't even fish your spawning grounds where you normally catch bass. I mean.
Yep. Yeah, it's been it's been up and down and, you know, muddy and not muddy. The lake was getting good. I didn't get a chance to go out, but a couple of buddies, you know, they went out still running the bulkheads, catching catfish. And one of them told me that he had seen, like, you know, something hitting, you know, like hitting the shad. You know, those catfish won't do that. You know, they'll get
probably
under the water.
Bass,
and
eat them.
That's what it was. He said he caught him a good limit of white bass. Throwing a, you know, he got over there and normally we fish in the bulkhead for those catfish. You stay off of it, you know, within a flipping cast away.
Sure.
You know, 20 feet, boat length away from the bulkhead, you know, and just flip that cork up there. But he said, man, he kept seeing some fish just smack the top, you know. So he got him a little crankbait. went over there to the bulkhead, and he thought it was bass, black bass, and went over there and parallel that bulkhead and started whacking them, you know, the white bass. So, you know, right now, I don't know. I have not been out this week. So, you know, it's just been a rough week, you know, weather-wise and everything. Mm-hmm. And just haven't gone out. And I don't know. I'm gonna fish this weekend somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm not going to go to Lake Houston. So, you know, it's just I might run up to Conroe or something. You know, I need to get out and fish and try to catch a fish or two, you know, it's just, I know they're biting, but you know, it's just tough to go out there and face the conditions. And, you know, like I said, a lot of it's mentally. I'm sure the fish still got to eat, you know, you could go out there and catch a few, but, I'm going to go try something a little different, go somewhere else. But no, we'll go try to catch something.
Did y'all's area get quite a bit of rain?
We did. We got hammered, you know, here. I don't know. First part of the year, I have a hammock on my back patio, and it was somehow or another that thing came loose and it knocked my rain gauge off. And I hadn't put another rain gauge back out there, so I don't know how much we actually got. So, but heck, the grandkids are taking over my hammock. I don't know. I like to sit out there and just watch the squirrels. You know, we're an older subdivision, so we got trees and, you know, all that. I, you know, like to sit there and watch the squirrels and the birds eat out of the feeder and, you know, so. But no, you and Tommy were talking about bait colors, you know, and predominantly for Lake Houston, you know, I fished that lake for 40 plus years. You know, it's on spinner baits or buzz baits or anything like that. Chartreuse and white has always been, you know, the go-to color. Now, can you catch them on other stuff? Yes. You know, but that chartreuse and white seems to be overall the best color, you know, and that spinner bait, you know, I was with Lonnie Stanley for years, you know, on his team, and it, you know, I always threw those viber shaft spinner baits, which I still do, you know, but, you know, that's always been a good bait of choice for me out there. You know, I like throwing that War Eagle. That War Eagle is a good spinner bait too. You know, a lot of my baits, so when I take them out of the package, I change the blades on them. I like a big blade, you know, my spinner baits and stuff. Even on the willow leaves, I'll go up to a number 7 or a number 8. You know, I get a big one. I want some bang.
Yeah, more vibration, more noise, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, years ago when I started doing that, I kept noticing I was missing a lot of fish, you know, and I just, man, I was racking my brain. Why am I, you know, I could feel them hit it, that spinnerbait, but why am I not catching them? Well, that putting in that bigger blade, that covers up that hook, you know, a lot on that. And so I started running a trailer hook on there, and man, that sure improved my fish catching, you know, a lot. But, you know, and I was at, I don't know, one of the sporting goods stores a while back, and there was a guy in there, and he was looking through the spinner baits, and I said, it was Academy, and I was showing him some of their baits. I said, if you look at this bait and you look, hold it up, you know, because they're not, the ones we were looking at were not in a package. And I said, just hold it up and look at it. But look how low that blade hangs. And you got to picture that going through the water and the fish hit that,
Right.
You know, a lot of times they're not even getting to that hook. You know, they're biting that, you know, they're biting the whole bait, but you're not getting that hook penetration. And that's why a lot of them, that first jump, when they come up out of the water, they're throwing that bait. You know, so, but anyhow, you know, I was showing him about putting on a trailer hook, you know, behind it. And, and again, you know, fishing, a lot of it's mentally, you know, so you get that mental factor out of the way that, hey, this is going to work. And I like throwing a little grub or something as a trailer or a little small swim bait, behind that spinner bait, you know, and you can do that real good with that trailer hook too. And it, you know, it'll let you cover, it'll cover up that hook a little bit, but you can get that hook through that trailer, and it'll definitely, for me, it definitely helps my hook up and catch ratio.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, but, and on the, you know, even like jigs and stuff, Lake Houston, black and blue, anything dark, you know, and it's amazing when I tell people this, you know, that why are you, and they, you know, their first questions, why are you throwing something real bright on a, something moving, and then when you're slow, you throw something black? And I go, well, it's just proven to me over the years, it works. That works best for me. You know, I know guys that throw red, you know, they'll throw solid white, you know, they'll throw different colors and they catch fish. But, you know, I can only tell you what I know that works for me.
Yeah.
You know? So, and it's a confidence thing.
It is. Confidence, you know, is everything. Whatever you have confidence in, that's what you need to throw. Whatever you're good at throwing, throw it. I mean, if you're, you're good at a certain bait, stick with it. Because you know what it, you know how to work it, you know what it does, whole nine yards.
Yep. And you know, how many times have you gone and been in the boat with somebody and you're catching them and they put on the same bait, throw in the same spot, and they can't catch it, you know, and vice versa. You know, I've been with people and, man, they're catching them every other cast. And I got the same bait thrown in the same stuff, and I can't get bit. You know, it's just, it's frustrating. But even with crankbaits, Mickey, I mean, when I'm throwing a moving bait out there, I like something, even crankbait, like I said, I like something with some chartreuse in it.
Yeah.
You know, I've always said there's a color called taco salad that I throw a lot, you know, out there, and it's a bright chartreuse yellow, you know, bait.
Right.
What kind of bait fish that represents, I have no clue.
Yeah, but, we ask ourselves that all the time with all these different lures we throw. Man, there's nothing in the water that looks like this. Well, maybe that's why it works. They're tired of the same old diet.
Yeah, that's what I think. They see something different or hear something different, you know, going by them, and they'll eat it, you know. And I'm sure the speckled trout and redfish do the same thing. You know, they get tired of seeing that.
Yeah, they're not as picky as bass are.
Yeah, I've had shrimp every day, you know. Let me eat something different.
Yeah.
You know, let me eat this bright orange.
A little different protein in my diet here. Let me try this.
Yeah, let me try that red and white paddle tail that Tommy was talking about, you know.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a lot of people don't realize it, but a lot of fishing, I don't care if it's saltwater, freshwater, whatever, it's mental and it's confidence, you know. And now, a lot of your tackle and stuff needs to match up. You know, you can't, some of these, you know, you can't go out there and catch them bull reds, I'm sure, with a you know, some little old light tackle and, you know, 8-pound test line and all this, you're going to get broke off and have a bad day. And the same thing with bass fishing, you know, you got to match up your tackle with what you're throwing and even your rod and your line. You know, I see people all the time, and they go, man, I had a John on and it came off or broke me off, or even, you know, something as simple as setting your drag. You know, I mean, it's, it's, you got to get all the components working and working in sync. And, you know, it you're just going to have a much better day and much better outcome doing that.
I got you. But, all right, John, I'm out of time, brother. I got to run. If somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number, my friend.
Okay, yeah, they can always reach me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, buddy. John, have a good weekend.
All right.
See
you. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Texas Cityway now, and let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm doing just fine. Y'all sound chipper.
We're up and at 'em, baby. Up and at 'em.
Yeah, y'all sounding good. Don't have near the snap, crackle, and pop going on in the atmosphere that we had yesterday.
Oh, that was crazy.
Some of it, there's a little bit of crackling. I think that's probably from some of those offshore thunder bumpers that you mentioned are out there, but hey, ain't nothing like it was yesterday. No. It was, now we didn't get near the rainfall that our neighbors got, especially down Matagorda Way, area around League City. It seemed like a lot of times it'll break up and go right around us on both sides. We got some. We even lost power for just a little bit, but it wasn't bad. I'm glad it all settled down so I could watch that Astro game.
Yes, sir. Another win. Wasn't pretty, but most wins aren't.
A little old Altuve. I love the guy. Who couldn't? I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer.
Nasty, man. He's
a Hall of Famer, and he's a team player. They got him out there in the worst of conditions out there trying to hold down left field, and then he made that little ballerina catch last night.
Well, as short as he is, he had to jump up in there to get a glove on.
Oh, man.
I mean,
he did.
Anybody else could have just stood there and took it, you know, chest high, but Altuve had to do the bunny hop on that one, buddy.
He's a team player.
He's a gamer.
He'll do whatever they want. He'll do it, and he'll do it. And if it's not something that's his forte, he'll turn it into something that he is. He's just a great
yeah, guy. He's just a ball player. I mean, most of those guys are. They'll play like Doobie. He'll play anywhere you put him. And he's good at all of it.
I remember when he first came up and when he first started playing up in the majors and he'd get up there to bat, he was so excited. He still is, but he would go through all the motions as squeezing his hat and doing this, writing in the dirt with his fingers and everything else, just so excited. And then he still is, but he's just got it kind of lined out now. But he's
just like a pre-shot routine for a golfer, you know. They go through the same motions.
Good to see him and playing and doing his things in left field. And then Cam Smith is just another one. He made a good catch yesterday, and he just he's got all the makings of a fine ball player as well. So anyway, there's some exciting things, and here we are. I wouldn't have thought this time that they would be what, 4.5 games or so in first place. Yeah. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, look how handicapped we are with over half our pitching staff gone and key players out. And hey, we get healthy.
Yeah,
back to it. Sky's the limit, baby.
Look like maybe Paredes might have hurt his hamstring or something, or ankle or something.
Well, he fouled that ball off his leg, you know, and they set him down for the rest of the game. But hopefully, he'll be okay. He's just starting to get rolling good again too. He had that little slump.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about slumps, coming out of them.
There you go.
Like fishing.
You just got to ride it out and go with it.
Keep plugging away. Grind it out.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, it's a nice morning here on the Texas City Dyke.
It is.
I made my stroll out to the end and come in here and peeled off right here by the shrimp boat docks. And one of the boats is got their lights on. I watched the fellas walk down the dock, so they're getting their stuff in gear. And then the other boat that sets up here on Jason's dock, they'll be heading out. Yesterday was a tough situation for any boats to be venturing out. It put the live bait in light supply this morning, as we didn't get the shrimp that we normally get on Thursday afternoon, but we've got enough to open with, and some of them shrimp are mighty big. I mean, they're tough looking shrimp. They'll give a trout a run for its money, but that's just what some of them trout want, some of them big old shrimp. And then there's a mix in there as well of some smaller ones, but plenty of croaker, the most slimy croaker that they got. He's got a whole big old batch of them sitting in there. So I was watching some of the guys picking up some live croaker just here a little while before I headed on out to the end. Oh, man. These come from down around Palacios, and I'm sure they were glad to leave that area with all that water fixing to roll in. And my goodness, did the hill country get a bunch of water out.
Well, they needed it.
Well,
it's kind of a blessing.
I saw some videos of some tough stuff.
Yep. Good for the environment, bad for people, but, hey, you got to have water. Nobody can survive without water. We got to have it.
Right. It's pretty quiet out here. Not a lot of activity.
What do you got, about a south wind at 10 down there right now? About 8 or 10?
Yeah, when I hit Boyd's, the flags were they looked like about 10. And then as I went over the hump and headed on out, you always pick up a mile or two when you get out here in the open water. But nothing drastic. I don't know what we're going to have in store. From what I had seen, we might have some showers crop up around midday or something like that, but hopefully things will be in a whole lot better shape than it was yesterday. But it must have got kind of woolly. I didn't ride out here yesterday. When it starts raining like that and the threat of it, I'll try to stay off the roads and just avoid
Same
that
here.
Activity. So, but it doesn't look too bad. Somebody smacked the portican, it looks like. I mean, they destroyed it. If you wouldn't know better, you'd think that somebody went heavy on the pinto beans, but I think somebody ran over it.
Oh, boy. I hope nobody was in there.
All right, we got... I pulled up to see if somebody might have come out or was laying there, but there wasn't any activity. It looked like I would have seen somebody, because they really, really did a number on it. But, there's plenty of other ones out here. If somebody has the urge, it's all right. We're in good shape. But not too much to report as far as on catches. Mickey just yesterday was just a wash. But
this morning, was a washout.
Yeah, this morning, different story. People get out there and have a good time. We'll see. See how the fresh water affects you, and play the game. Get out there and fish and make something happen.
That's it.
So it's all right.
It's a great pastime in this area here. A lot of outdoors people live in this area.
Oh, man. Yeah, tackle time is a Hall of Fame tournament ended, and congratulations to all the folks that entered and a few that won, and to the Hall of Fame people. They're a great bunch of people, and I'm sure they feel good about how this tournament ended. Things was good. And now the Tackle Time tournament will be kicking off. I guess it starts next week or thereabouts.
Somewhere. It's getting time for it, yeah.
Yeah, we got the tickets in, Ed Boyd's. Heather messaged me just a while ago. She must have worked the late-night shift, but she said, Tackle Time tickets just arrived. I said, yeehaw, I'll mention it on the radio. So,
well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, come on down and get your Tackle Time tickets and get ready and get out there and have a good time. It's been going on for a long time, and it's always been kind of exciting, especially for the youngsters. It was something I looked forward to every year, to be able to see those fishermen come in and hit the weigh tables and bring in some of those big fish and some real nice quality fish on the big three side, trout, redfish, and flounder, some good fish. So we'll see what happens this year. I think it'll be good, and the folks with the Texas City JCs are excited about that. So we'll support them as we always have, and hope it's a very good tournament.
How about crawfish? Y'all still got that going on? I noticed it, you know, kind of slowed up. I mean, we're getting to the end of it. I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It has slowed up. In fact, we haven't. We had a little bit yesterday. We were out for one day. I would say that we're on the very bottom end of it, Mickey. We'll just have to wait and see how things go. We might have a little peak or a day here and a day there of something going on. But for the biggest part, the crawfish season is going to be what we can say just about over in the can. But it's been a good one. My goodness, it's been a good one. And I'll put something out on Facebook on what we have for availability for today and what it's looking like for the weekend. Mickey and someone had asked something somewhere and about whether they're going to have crawfish to cook for Saturday
Father's
or
Day.
Sunday. And
yeah,
he mentioned yes, so maybe he's working on some things to have some crawfish for Father's Day. We've been taking reservations. We'll be filling those. So reservations, I think, are still open, but as the supply dwindles, the price goes up, as we all know. So I think we definitely went as low as it's going to go for the season. It'll go the other way now until it's completely gone. But
right. That's
just the way it rolls. But
cool.
That's the way it is.
All right, my friend. Well, hey, throw them out some info if somebody wants to get down to Boyd's One Stop.
I hope some folks come down and see us. We're at 227 Dyke Road on the Texas City Dyke, or right at the base of it. People argue about it. Say, you ain't on the dyke. The dyke's further down. Okay,
it's the base of the Texas City Dyke. That means right before
there we go.
You get on it. I mean, seriously.
Right slap dab. Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Come see us. And we've got all the bait and tackle and all that good stuff, some table shrimp, Boyd's Cajun Grill will fix you up something good to eat and fill your belly up as well. So, Mickey, thank you for letting me come in. And
always
everybody stay dry, and look forward to talking to you once again next Friday morning.
All right, Dave, I'll see you then. You have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day, bud.
Thank you. Now, same to you and all the dads out there.
You got it. See you, man. All right. All right, that's Dave Fremont down in Texas City. And the 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament, that's currently going on. You know, folks, that's going to run all summer through Labor Day. And if you're not signed up, you might want to. Great opportunity out there for you if you like to fish. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. There's 120 tagged redfish swimming around in inshore Texas waters just waiting to be caught, and you can fish for other inshore species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning on Friday the 13th. Steve, good morning.
Morning, man.
Well, tell me something.
Loading the, getting these egg beaters out of the truck, putting them in the boat. They're all tangled up. I wrapped the lines around the guys.
It still don't matter. It still tangles up, man.
You know, I was thinking the other day, there's two things that ought to be outlawed. These damn spinners and then those stringers that Academy sells that are like 80 feet long. They're like yarn. They tangle up and get all knotted up. I had two guys with those the other day. God, what a mess.
Anyway, I just hate that. Hey, first fish of the day would be a flounder, and you'd put it on one, and then they'd string trout in behind that, and it'd be tied up in a ball. And yeah. When they'd bring them back and throw them in a boat, I'd just get the knife out and just cut them off.
I know.
They said, "You cut my new stringer." I said, "Hey, it's plenty long. Believe me, I just cut about 5 feet off there. You might want to take another 20 feet off that stringer."
Yeah.
Pretty nasty. I hate
them things. 10 trout and a flounder, and the flounder was like hung up on a knot 15 feet above the float.
Yeah, just wound up like a backlash. Those things are nasty.
Man. Well, I don't have a lot to report for this week. We talk about the weather like everybody else. Tired of hearing about that. But, I mean, it was just, I had a cancellation on Monday.
I mean, think about it. Fishing, you know, in general. The biggest thing to fishing is weather. I mean, you have to have the weather. And it's just like golf. I mean, it's just part of the game.
That's
you got to talk about it.
That's it. Speaking of golf, saw yesterday, I guess, was that, what's that guy's name? Patrick Reed hit that, what do you call it, albatross?
Albatross, yeah, double eagle, albatross, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had never had one of those.
I've only had three or four of those.
What, albatrosses? Seriously?
Yeah. Hell no. I barely can get a birdie. But no, I fished all the way through Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I fished 8 days in a row, and last week was real steady. It was decent fishing. missing 30 and 40 fish days. And then Saturday got a little tougher. Had Craig Brandstetter and them, and we caught, that was a little corporate deal, and I think we caught like 14 legal fish, and it wasn't easy fishing at all. It kind of started blowing. Then Sunday, at Mr. D. Atkins and his son Greg, and that was my toughest day in a long time. We only caught 7 legal trout that day. I mean, it blew, but it wasn't just the wind. Those fish, you know, I've seen it before, and you've seen it, where they feed real heavily for a couple of days, and then there'd be like 2 days where they just
– right.
They're still there. You're still getting slapped around. Your lure's still getting slapped around. You catch some pencils and stuff. But, man, the bigger fish just kind of lock up a little bit, you know. And the wind had a lot to do with it. And boats. There was a lot of boats this past weekend. That Saturday there was a couple of corporate deals, and then you had that – I think it was that free fishing day where you didn't have to have a license – and I saw boats that I've never seen in my life and guides that I hadn't seen in a year and places I've never seen them. And it was so that we had that thrown on top of us too, you know. That's what you get for fishing on a Saturday. So, but there's some kind of tournament today. So a friend of mine just texted me, like Dow Chemical tournament or something.
It's fishing season.
Yeah, I'm ready for summer to be over with, quite frankly. Just started.
I know, we're just getting started. I'm ready for it to be over.
But no, I can't complain though. Overall, it's been fun.
The older I get, the less I like the summer heat.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Not just the heat, but and we are sounding old. Well, you're older than me, but I'm the same way. But like the hotter, I don't like the extreme heat, and I don't like the extreme cold anymore. Neither one of those things used to bother me.
Right.
I mean, God, we used to sit in a duck blind at 12 degrees and ice on the water. It didn't bother me a bit, you know. Now I don't want any part of it.
Heated pit blinds.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of really nice blinds in Matagorda. We had one big, real big blind. We cooked breakfast in it and everything. It was nice. Anyway, kind of light here at the ramp this morning. Only one other boat. What's the wind doing right now? It looks like it's
south at about 8.
Okay.
It's not bad at all.
Anything on the radar?
Nothing. A few little showers out in the Gulf going the other way, so we're good right now.
Good. I know.
Very good.
Changing the rain chance. 3 days ago, it was like 40% for today, and I looked this morning, they're saying 70% for Galveston.
But, yeah, I guess it's going to build up around us. It's not coming from anywhere because there's nothing on radar in the whole state right now.
Yeah, I guess it's just going to pop up. I don't know what we got at the house yesterday. That stuff sat on top of us and everybody else for hours on end, but I looked at my rain gauge. But where I had my rain gauge, I would have had to put my rubber boots on to walk over there and get a better look at it. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I looked at mine with binoculars, and it's full. It was overflowing. So
full. Mine full is like 6.5 inches is what mine is on full.
Yeah,
and I think
most of them are
like
we
had about 4 inches.
Yeah.
But I was telling Jace when we were waiting to go on, get on air, we can't just get like, you know, quarter inch here, half inch there. It's like all or nothing. I think 2 weeks ago we had 6.5 inches in 3 days, so that's, you know, it's like 10 or 11 inches in 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're up to par on the rainfall. Goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna push a few fish around, I think, this time. I mean, I saw a few areas this past weekend that were already getting kind of iffy as far as water clarity and salinity.
Right.
And we get some more water coming down, which obviously we are. It's gonna change a few areas. It won't change much, I don't think, in the southern portions of the bay. But
no.
But up your way.
It's definitely going to affect me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I'm used to being affected. This is 10 years running now.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah. This all started in 2015.
What's the dam hanging around 35,000, 36,000?
Yeah, for now, but it's, you know, it's coming up. I mean, I saw where, you know, somebody one of Blaine's friends had up in Palestine. He had 10 inches yesterday, and there's just a lot of rain in that watershed all the way up through. Well, I saw where Tyler and all that, all the streets were underwater on Wednesday. That was before yesterday, so.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, not just the water coming down.
I don't care anymore, you know. I mean, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired.
I hear you.
I've had enough. I can't fight anymore.
I understand.
You can't fight it. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just rolling with it.
I know I can
it.
Stop this. I'll become a catfish guide.
Yeah.
And pray for fresh water, and then we'll have a drought.
All your buddies that do all that catfishing stuff up way upstream.
Oh, they've had a field day for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
They nuke them.
But no, man, getting back to fishing, it's nothing different really with me other than just I'm moving around a lot more than I was. And that actually is more because of wind and boats than fish. I mean, there's several areas later in the week last week. There's Redneck walking. Every time there's a corporate
tournament. Fontenot's there?
No, Mayo.
I mean, James not. Mayo. I meant to say Mayo. I don't know why I said Fontenot.
Yeah.
James Mayo.
Yeah.
I was but, close. I know who Redneck
you're real
is.
Close. You, of course you do. But anyway, the later in the week it got last week, the more we had to start moving around. And that was, like I said, it was boats, but also wind. And so I ended up fishing, you know, my bike got a little slower, but I was fishing areas that I really didn't want to fish. I was kind of relegated to those areas because of those two things, you know, but I mean, hell, we had one day, it was, I don't know what day it was, maybe Sunday, it was gusting to like 21. I mean, we're drifting around in that stuff. It wasn't optimum, you know, drifting conditions.
No.
But man, when it gets calm, or it doesn't even have to be calm, just decent, and you can move around and hit all your stuff, it's still pretty good fishing. And quite a few fish over 20 inches mixed in. You know, the biggest I did catch one last Friday. I had my brownstone people, at Zach and his wife, and we did pretty good. As far as numbers, we did real good, but the size of the fish was pretty impressive. Of course, why wouldn't they be? It was a day after the Pat Doyle tournament.
Mm.
But the biggest one I caught that day was 5 1/4. I think I sent you and Bob a picture of that one, that real fat one. But nothing real long, but these fish, some of them are just chunky as all get out.
They are.
There was a lot of them. You could tell they're getting ready. They were just busting at the seams with eggs, and now that we're a little bit on the backside of the full, I'm sure that they had a pretty good dump on that full moon, you know.
That's usually our best one, June spawn, you know, full moon really is.
Yeah. And, man, we've caught some fish here lately, and I always try to do the math on them to see when they were, you know, when their inception was. And I caught a fish. I measured it. I was curious to see just how long it was. I caught a fish the other day, maybe Sunday. It was 9 1/4 inches long, a trout. And we're catching a handful of those mixed in. And I guess that's got to be like an eight or nine-month-old fish is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it depends
on last year's spawns. Yep.
That was a September, October spawn.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing a lot of those throughout the bay. And it goes back to what we talked about last year. And we said it a lot because we witnessed it. We had multiple shad hatches, just like this year. It's like we have almost every year. Our salinity balance was decent.
Right.
It was optimum for spawning, and our trout had good spawns, you know, for the better part, you know, of their 6 or 7 month spawning period, you know, April through September. And hopefully this year, same thing. And, I mean, I sound like a broken record, but I'm not alone in this opinion. We're seeing quite a bit of improvement in the last couple of years. And now this year we have, you know, higher age classes mixed in, which we haven't seen for the last 7 or 8 years, really dating back to prior to 2017, to the Harvey floods. You know, I haven't seen this many 4 and 5 year old fish.
Yeah,
is what I'm seeing.
Right.
And of course, they're not everywhere, but and some of them are resident fish. You know, mm-hmm. certain areas I'm fishing, there's a lot of tide runners, mostly tide runners. You know, longer, more silver, tighter skin, slender fish that go crazy when you hook them.
Yep.
And plus, you know, where we're fishing, you know, they're tide runners anyway. But then there's some other areas I'm fishing where, you know, they're real thick and
junk.
And darker back and more of a pygmy head, big fat body, you know, just like those old Trinity Bay fish used to be.
Pinheads, man.
Yeah. So it's all
catch
good
an
stuff.
An 8 pounder and it's got a 4 pound head on it. I love that.
Yeah, man. But I can't wait for those days. I'm ready to see an 8 pounder. I haven't had an 8 pound trout on my boat. Matter of fact, I think it's the one Buzzy Knapp caught with me in 2017 in this bay.
Yeah.
In Matagorda, we've had a couple, but in Galveston, yeah. the last 8 pounder on my boat, I think it was 2017, April 2017. Pretty sure. But I know April 2014 was one of my best big trout years ever on this bay. And I remember that Haley Matthews had an 8.3 with me. And that April, and then that same day, James was all the way across the bay, and he caught that 9-something.
Yeah.
Back there in the back. And, there was a bunch of big trout caught in 2014. That was our last drought year before the
Yeah, that was before all the freshwater crisis yep. we've been in. Oh, well.
Yep.
All right, Hillman, I got to run, and I know you do too, man. I wish you the best of luck today fishing. Be safe.
Yeah, I got to go hunt down my people. I don't know where they're at. They're here somewhere.
So. Send Redneck to find them. He'll find them for
yeah.
you. All
yeah,
right,
you
buddy.
Can't miss him.
Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down to Galveston and fish with you, my friend.
All right, 409-256-7937.
All right, 7 pounders every cast today. Go get them.
Almost every cast, yeah.
Yes, sir, every cast. All right, buddy.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.